Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9 a.m. Monday to Friday.
It's time for the Ag Spotlight with Danica Hill of the Country News.
Now, it is apologies to Fiona Lloyd, who is on the line to tell us about the country news this week, not Danica, who is on holidays. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning, Terry.
You've got a bit of a rock star on your front page coming out today.
Yes, a lovely shot by Danica. She went to the Bendigo Sheep and Wool, it's the Australian Sheep and Wool Show, Australia's biggest. And, caught Rock in action with his owner. And Danica said you could tell straight away he was a champ. She was very calm and he just did what he was told.
They're amazing, those working dogs, what they can do.
Yeah. So I noticed they're from Eden Hope. So I wonder if it's one of those, very expensive Eden Hope Kelpies.
Probably. They say they can do the work of something like four people. So they're probably worth it.
Danica was over there on Sunday. It's the three, they were back after being cancelled last year at the very last moment. And even though crowd numbers were down, most people were thrilled to be there and just, as well as showing their sheep. And there's also the craft side of things, just the networking, socialising is really valuable. So Danica had a great day. She said it pelted down with rain, but it didn't matter. There's lots of sheds and shelter. So,
people are certainly enjoying getting back to some of normal activities, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely. So, and, the article covers off on some of the hot topics.
I'm surprised to see mulesing just doesn't go away, does it?
No. And, it's one of those things, basically, the demand is making things happen as opposed to, you can bring in policies and legislation, but basically the consumers are saying we prefer our sheep not to be mulesed and it's coming through in the breeding. So an interesting piece there. And I suppose the other interesting story to come through is clean skin sheep on the rise, which is obviously sheep that don't need to be, they just drop their own wool.
So meat sheep?
Yep, and obviously that's where the money is at the moment too, so that makes sense as well. So, great reading there and some good pictures.
Yep, and if you want to know anything about sheep, it's all in that.
Yes, it sure is.
So what's this about supermarkets being urged to step up on pricing? I don't like the sound of that. Anything to, the word up and pricing in the same sentence. I don't like that.
Basically this is, you and Danica have probably just discussed, the milk processors have been really, increasing the price they're paying to dairy farmers for their milk, which is great because, obviously the inputs for dairy farmers are increasing too. But the big issue really is supply, and farmer groups, dairy groups are saying, these step-ups by Coles by just 25 cents, you get 2 litres of milk for $1.60, still pretty good value, is about time because the reason they're having issues with supply is farmers are leaving the industry because it's just not making them any money. So that's why they're keen for a bit of a step up in pricing.
Well, you're talking about, the prices of inputs going up, but your story on the next page says crude oil prices are finally trending down.
Yes, which is good news for those of us with petrol in our cars, but I think it's going to take a little while for diesel to come down, which is probably more of an issue for our farming community, given a fair swag of the machinery runs on diesel. Although in that article too, the farmers point to some of the other inputs being a bigger issue in terms, particularly fertiliser. That's the one that keeps coming up again and again, and energy costs as well. So
you're hearing people say, 1 year ago I was paying X, now I'm paying like something like three times that. It just doesn't seem to make any sense.
Yeah. No, I guess in one of the other articles it's just about obviously Ukraine is having an impact too. But yeah, it seems, you know, one thing goes up, the other goes down, and the whole theme around particularly fertilizer and energy is one that comes through in a lot of our stories in this week's paper, and probably every week. It's the same sort of theme of input costs really making the difference.
Yeah. Now, I was actually just talking to our resident historian, John Griven, about the very first irrigation channel that was ever actually built. A lot of people, when you Google it, you tend to get all this information about Mildura, but apparently it was at Murchison. And I see you've got a story here about an event organised by the Irrigated Cropping Council and hosted in Moama earlier this week or last week. Yeah. When was July 14, whenever that was?
Thursday, I think it was.
Rice grains, dairy and cotton, and no surprise they were talking about water.
I guess the unique angle for this conference was it was bringing different sectors together. You know, often there'll be a dairy conference or a cotton conference, but this was a chance to bring, you know, all those different industries together. And once again, no surprise, even though they may have different interests, it still came back to your inputs, you know, and particularly in this instance, the cost of water, which over the past couple of years has actually been reasonable just because it's been raining a lot. But, of course, they're looking ahead to what it's going to be like once things dry out again, and the demand from downstream horticulture and the impact that has on areas like the Golden Valley and the Southern Riverina. So lots of interesting views shared there. And once again, I think it was a good chance for people to not only exchange ideas but just network and socialise and bounce ideas off each other.
I see some good news in that the Japanese encephalitis quarantine has been lifted, which must mean that the threat has diminished.
Yes, I mean, they make the point that they're still keeping an eye on those properties, and, you know, people need to be vigilant about their stock and they must report it. But yes, it is a good sign that, you know, things must be under control. I suppose now that Japanese encephalitis is hopefully under control, everybody's keeping an eye out on the foot and mouth disease as well. That's been another story that we've covered quite a bit in recent weeks.
Yeah, that is a big one, isn't it? Let's hope that goes the same way as the encephalitis.
Yes.
Now, you've been talking about input, so you've got a story about the cost of freight is another real issue, isn't it?
You know, once again, impacted by things probably out of control at a regional level, but, it's not looking too bright at the moment, and obviously that's where issues like overseas conflict, export markets, etc., really come into play, which does affect quite a few of our farmers and their products.
Yeah, what can you do?
They make. Yeah, absolutely.
So you've got a special supplement on silage. Am I even saying that right? I'm really showing my ignorance here.
No, you are. One of the people we catch up in there is Luke Solmingham, who's out at Invergordon, and he's a contractor, and he recently got back from the US where they make hay on such a scale we can't even imagine it. You know, it truly is bigger than Texas. And, he had a really interesting time over there, and he was just blown away by, you know, when they start making hay, they don't just get out a couple of, you know, tractors and balers and that sort of thing. They get out five or six tractors, these huge steamers. Like, the equipment they use is just mind-boggling. So he's quite inspired by it and, really found it interesting. And it's a good read. So quite a few people will know Luke because he does contracting for so many people around the region.
Well, I can see there's ads for massive, massive machines throughout this supplement. So if you want yourself a muscle tractor, this is definitely... and I've just Googled silage too. It's just a fancy way of saying hay, isn't it?
Yeah, just
kind of... I just think you should call it hay. Maybe it'll get confused with the place.
Yeah, it does. I'm trying to think of the right word. Fermented is the wrong word, but it softens it, so it's not, you know, hay we think of more. I'm being bad with my choice of words.
I suppose.
But it makes it easier, and it keeps longer as well. So.
Yeah, I suppose silage is the point. Yeah, it's animal feed. I guess hay could just be any bit of grass, couldn't it?
Yeah. So, no, it's an interesting article, and, yes, you're right, though, the whole silage feature and the hay feature that'll come up, it's all about the machine.
Yes. So if you're growing hay, you need to you need to get a copy of today's country news, even more than usual.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and that's out today in Shepparton News and various other McPherson Media newspapers all around the place this week. Well, thank you very much for your time, Fiona. Are you off to do anything exciting out in a paddock somewhere today, by any chance?
Today I'm not, but... this week Murray Dairy has got a youth dairy conference on, and Jeff's catching up with the state Victoria's new water minister. And yeah, there's quite a bit on, there always is.
Who is Victoria's new water minister?
Harriet Schring.
Okay.
But yeah. So she has been up, she was the parliamentary secretary, or I guess assistant minister. So she has been up here before, and she does seem to be generally interested and knowledgeable about their portfolio, so
good.
It'll be good to catch up with it.
Absolutely. All right, then. Thank you very much for your time, Fiona, and we look forward to catching up with somebody else, or if not yourself, then maybe Danica or whoever's available, hopefully next week.
Great.
Thank you, Fiona.
The local property market is hot, and there has never been a better time to sell. Are you thinking of selling, or maybe you're just curious about what your home is worth in today's market? Your Sold Real Estate has many qualified buyers looking for properties across the Goulburn Valley in all price ranges right now. At Your Sold Real Estate, you can expect a fresh, reliable, old-fashioned and proactive approach when it comes to selling your property. Put the billy on and we'll be around for a cuppa and a chat. Call today 5831 6633 or visit our website at yoursoldrealestate.com.au. You'll be sold by our service.
Station sponsor.
Honey, I thought you rang the TV guy and got the reception fixed.
I've tried three times, but they never return my calls.
Did you try Jason's TV? A mate at work had them around last week and they came and sorted their problems straight away.
Okay, I'll give them a call now.
Yes! Thanks for calling Jason's TV. They did a great job.
Call Jason's TV now. 0403 688 666.
1FM sponsor.
Daryl here from Aussie Ag Supplies. Looking for a new or used tractor? Ring me. Looking for new or used tractor parts? Looking for new or used machinery? Looking for tractor wrecking parts? Ring me. Our brands we support are many. Sami, Lamborghini, Deutz, New Holland, Ford, Fiat, McCormick, Landini, Gray Ferguson. We also offer personalised and prompt service, and we have years of experience in the tractor industry. Call Daryl at Aussie Ag Supplies on 0428 235 000. I'll repeat that, 0428 235 000.
Station sponsor.
The Marupna Golf Club. Home to the Goulburn Valley's only full-length driving range, and it's open to the public 7 days a week. Yep, that's right. You don't need to be a member to use the driving range. But with some of the best value for money golf memberships on offer, why not take the plunge and join with unlimited golf all year round? Come and meet our PGA Pro, Ben Weatherly. Need a lesson? Yep, Ben's got you covered there too. You're welcome here at the Friendly Club. The Marupna Golf Club.
1FM sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.